Aidei Zakai, V'choivo Aidei Chayiv. So we give over to a person, to Zakai, this is Konius, they get Chusim, and the person that's a Russia did this Chet, him is Mechayiv. Hashbam says, Shemaz Galglin, Chusmin, Sheabonim, V'akroivim, Yoshua's Kroveim, that the children's, that's Chusim, from the Tzadeh, from Aidei Zakai, B'nai Slavcha, V'choivo Haino Skila, Shechemura, the Noyachol Odom, Lodom Mechenig, Aidei Chayiv Mechayishis. It's kilos of mochamadeka einish that was written down through the Makashas. Now, if you want to tell me that really Eretz Yisrael is mochzekes, is really mochzekes, not like we were saying before, that's why they had a right to take the chelika b'chayra, because Eretz Yisrael was mochzekes from to the Yetzei Mitzrayim. If so, Maiko Mesaf Galei, what was Moshe Rabbeinu so sofik? What suffix? What did he have a doubt? Why didn't he know for sure then? Like you're telling me, no, you're telling me Moshe Rabbeinu knew the halachas of Nachlis, that a ben comes first, then a daughter, so he knew that Benoist Lovcha had a right to Yashin. The only suffix was after the Chayra. So if you're telling me now clearly that the Eretz Yisrael was Muchsir to the Yetzir Mitzrayim, so of course Benoist Lovcha deserved to get a Chayra. And the Gemara, he gufa komasaf galay. This kufa was the doubt that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Tichsiv, because really the pasuk in Shemai says, "V'nasati oisa lochem morosh ani Hashem," that I'm giving it over to them, to the Yetzer Mitzrayim, morosh, I'm giving it over to them. And he says, "Yerushahi mi'avaseichem." The question is it really considered a Yerusha from their fathers? In other words, that the fathers, really the Yetzer Mitzrayim, they really had a muchzik, they really like owned Eretz Yisrael, and they are the ones that are giving it over like to the children that come into Eretz Yisrael. I do maybe know, the puzzle just means, Shemayrishon v'yenam yorshin, that they have a koyach to give over, even though they did not receive it yet. In other words, maybe it's just dam halocha, that when they come into Eretz Yisrael, they get what their fathers should have received, even though the fathers never received it yet. So maybe the fathers really was not really a muchzik yet. So that gufa was the shayla, the suffix to Moshe. Uposhtu lei tavayu. And the uposhtu that both is true. Yerusha lechem me'avaseichem umarishan v'yena yoshim. That really is called Yerusha from the fathers. For this much is called a muchzik. Today nechanami, the fathers were a muchzik in Eretz Yisrael, and the father was the one that gave it over to the children. And therefore, the Bechor had a right to get two portions. But V'yenim Yorshim, they did not receive it yet, but rather was only theirs in order to be given over to the children that went into Eretz Yisrael. V'ayinu d'chsev, that's what the Pasuk says, T'v'yenoy v'situenoy, Bahar nach loscha, means T'v'yenu lo'nem, it doesn't say T'v'yenu, Ela T'v'yenoy. Malamed, what does it mean to teach us? Shemis naboyim v'yenim yoydim manis naboyim. They said nevuah, and they did not know exactly what they were saying. In other words, it doesn't say t'v'yema, you're going to get it right now. T'v'yema mashma, that you get it later. In other words, you'll be giving over to lacherim. So even though this was before the Chet Hegel, without the Chet Hegel, they themselves would have been mamish to Nichnas Loritz, and they would have received the Yerusha themselves. But like in the Vua, they were saying that they're only going to receive it enough to give it over later to the children. But I call upon them, that's the maskana, that they were a muchzik, enough that Chesor was a muchzik in Eretz Yisrael, that his son Slavchad had a right to take a chelik of the Bechira, and therefore the Benoit Slavchad, Hetaka took two portions. Then the Pasuk says that Tamoidna Lifnei Moshe Lifnei Eliezer Akoin Lifnei Hanesiyim V'chol Eido, that the Bnei Slavchad Mashma first they came and complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, then to Eliezer Akoin, then to the Nesiyim, then to Kol Eido. So the question is, if Shomdu Lifnei Moshe is it possible that first they went to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu V'loyamoran Lehen, and he didn't say anything back, Dover, and then V'yomdu Lifnei Hanesiyim V'chol Eido? Is a pass like could that be? Like if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, how were they supposed to know? Elu rather sirus amikra v'dosheyu. Change around the pasuk, divrei Rabbi Yashar. Just to say the opposite way. First they went to Leida, then they went to Nesim, then they went to Eliezer, then they went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Abba Chonon Neime, Abba Chonon says no, Mishum Rabbi Leza, that the Beis HaMedrash Hayu Yoshrim, they were all sitting together in the Beis HaMedrash, V'olchu V'yomdu Lehem Lefnei Kulam, and they were sitting in front of all of them together. That's what happened over here. Gemara says, but my commitment, what's the machlokes over here, if they went from one separately, or they went all together? Masav achokim kovod l'talmid b'mokam harav, that you're allowed to give kovod to a talmid b'mokam harav. Was Moshe v'yelezer nesi yed v'yond l'fnei kulam, shul kulam v'yachad b'chol l'kovod l'talmid b'mokam harav. According to Sakam Mandiyama, that when they came in, all of them together, so they spoke to everybody together, it's like giving cover to the Talmidim, the Mokim, the Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. So Shalom, that's mutar or not? That Masav Achokim, yes, you're allowed to give cover to a Talmid, the Mokim Arav. Well, Masav, the first Mandiyama says, Sir Serial, holds no, Ein Chokim, you're not allowed to give cover to a Talmid, the Mokim Arav. They have to all be standing there together. You can't go to all of them. You have to go straight to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara comes out, what's the halacha? V'ilchoso chokin? V'ilchoso ain't chokin? So for the Gemara kasha, to stay v'ilchoso, what do you hold? Do you hold you're allowed to give cover to a Talmud b'makom rabbi? Or do you hold you're not allowed to give cover to a Talmud b'makom rabbi? So the Gemara says, hilchoso, hilchoso kasha, no, there's no stira. Hod the polig le rabbi yikoro. If the Rebbe himself gives respect to the Talmud, so then other people are also allowed to give respect to the Talmud, the Mokum Rabbi. And hold the Polag Le Rabbi Yikoro, but in the case where the Rebbe does not give respect to the Talmud, then other people also are not allowed to give covet to the Talmud, the Mokum Rabbi. The Nadamore says, Tanya, we learned like this. B'nai Slovchod Chochmonius, they were smart, Hain. Darshon Yisrael, they knew how to dash in the Torah, and Tzidkon Yisrael, they were tzaddikis. Chochmon Yisrael, how do we know they were smart? Shalafi Shah Divru, they came to speak at the right time, they knew exactly when to talk. Mishbam says, Shikishamotsu, Pesach Udevrayim, Boy Balila, Uvatayna Mayusala Bezdin, the first Riozel. At the right time, they came with a good complaint to the Bezdin, to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Malamed comes to teach us, Shoye Moshe Rabbeinu Yoshev Adorish, Bepashas Yevomim. Moshe Rabbeinu was dashening, Pashas Yevomim. Halacha v'mitzvus Yibum, that if a brother dies, so the brother has been Yab and his wife, there's no children. Shinema the Pesach says, Ki Yesh Vo'achim Yachtov, when brothers are sitting together, and one dies and has no children, the other brother has to marry his wife. Omru Loi, so then the Bnei Slovcha came to complain to Moshe and said like this, Im keben anu chashuv imonshach, if we're considered like a ben, because our father Chayfa died, our father Slovcha died, if we're considered like a ben, that there's no mitzvah yibum, if so, tumu lanu nachla keben, give us Yerusha like a son. In love, if we're not considered like a ben, it's like our father died without any children, it showed to siyabim mimonu, then there should be a mitzvah yibim upon our mother. That was the taina. Miyad, right away, vayikrav moishas mishvotn of Hashem. So that was the perfect time for them to come, to ask the shalot to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu right away went to find out the halacha, like we said before, that really a suffix was, do they deserve the bechor or not? And the halacha was yes. Eretz Yisrael is called Murzakas Biyodom, they deserve the chelik of a Bechor. That's called Chochmon Yisrael. Now Darshon Yisrael, they were able to darshan good. Shoy Omer, they said like this, Ilu hoyu loy ben, if we would have had a son like loy dibarn, we wouldn't have spoken. In other words, they knew the halachas, knew how to darshan the Torah, that b'mokim ben avada ben yashins. And they knew, like, B'mokim, there's no ben, our father had no ben, they knew that the Bas Yashins, that's they were coming out to complain, we want the Yerusha. For the Moaiva, Tanya, Bas, they said the word Bas also, and then it doesn't fit in, because if there's a Bas, like, a Bas does the Yashin, so what do they mean to say? Some Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yemet says, Sami Mikan Bas, take out the word Bas. Abaye says no, Abaye says like this, Abaye says, you know what B'nai Slotcha meant to say? Afilu hoya basla ben lo dibarnu. That even if our father would have had a son, and even if the son would have died, but he would have left over a daughter, we wouldn't have spoken either. Because we know the halacha that a ben taka takes first, and even the daughter of a son takes first. But we know that our father had no sons, and the halacha is that a bar should yashin. Therefore, with the daughters of our father, Tzlofchod, we want the Yerusha. Then, Tzidkonya saying, the Bekol Tzadekis, why? Shalai nisu el alohogan. They only got married to a man that was fitting for them. Even though they had a right to get married to anybody, they waited a long time till they find the right shidduch. Tony will learn like this. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, afilu k'tanasha ben, even the youngest one of them, loy nisas p'chuso mi'aboyim shono. They did not get married less than until they were 40 years old. By Nisas Pkusa, they were 40 years old when they got married. So that was the Tzidkonius that they waited a long time till they found the right Shidduch. For the Gemara, it's not that way. I vom Rav Chizda. Nisas Pkusas Mibas Esrim. If a lady gets married when she's less than 20, Yeledes at Shishim. She'll be able to have children until she's 60 years old. Bas Esrim, she gets married when she's 20 years old, or 20, then you let this Adar Boyim, she only give birth until she's 40 years old. Bas Aboyim, if she first gets married when she's 40, shuv any Yeledes, she won't have any children. So if they waited so long, they're not going to have children. So what's the Tzidkonius then? Elu rather, Mitoch Shev Tzidkonius saying, Nasalehem Nais, and this happened that they were able to have children, even though they first got older, they first got married when they were older. The Rashi said, Rashbam, Betuchos betzikoson, Shayasalam nester betuach, ki yechevet, just like yechevet. Therefore, they waited till they found the right shidduch, just like yechevet. Like the Gemara says, Naslam nes ki yechevet, the Pesuk says, Vayechevet, Vayerlech ish mi beis levi v'yikach as bas levi. The question is, Efsha, Bas Meir Shreshim Shana, she was 130 years old now,